Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing reasons why your ex will come back to you. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing reasons why your ex will come back to you. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to know why there's a chance you can achieve your goal. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three reasons why your ex could come back to you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is they will come to the crossroads. So if you've been dumped, you might think to yourself, well, my ex-dumper is never going to come back to me because they've made their choice. But what you are failing to consider at this time is that they will at some stage approach, enter, and have to make a decision at the crossroads. Now, the crossroads is a moment that every dumper will come across at some point. Now, we can't say for certain when that point will be, but every dumper will have that moment where they do self-reflect. Now, depending on your actions as a dumpee post-breakup, and also the decisions your ex-dumper makes post-breakup, will combine to get to the stage to when your ex-dumper will actually hit that moment where they do self-reflect. Things that you do, things that they do, things that you have control of, things that you have nothing to do with, in a sense, will all combine to create a timeline of when your ex-dumper will get to the crossroads. So although we can't say when they'll get to the crossroads, what we can say is that they will get there. There will be a time where they self-reflect and they consider, have I made the right choice? Did I make the right decision? Should I have ended that relationship? Should my dumpee become my next relationship? These are the thoughts and the feelings that a dumper will be considering when they get to the crossroads. So when we are asking ourselves the question, you know, are there any reasons at all why my ex will come back to me? They've dumped me. They said they never wanted to see me again. They said they never loved me. All of those horrible things you may have heard. We have to remember that people speak in the moment. We speak in the moment. We feel in the moment. Yes, they might be speaking as they feel right then, but they didn't feel like that previously because obviously you were once in love and therefore you can see that feelings and thoughts can evolve and can change. And when your ex-dumper gets to the crossroads, that moment where they do consider whether to go left or whether to go right, you don't know for certain, just as they don't right now, of how exactly they will be feeling. Their feelings towards you, hopefully, would have grown significantly from the point of a breakup. I mean, you have to realise that at the time of a breakup, your ex-dumper was feeling a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for you. If they didn't, if they felt a high level, they wouldn't have ended the relationship. So it was never going to go well at that time. You know, if you ask your ex, how do you feel about me, at the moment they're dumping you, they're not going to give you a response which fills you with confidence that they feel romantic towards you, because sadly they don't. They wouldn't dump you if they felt a high level of romantic emotional attraction. But that doesn't mean they can't regrow it. They had it previously. As I said, you were once very much in love. At that time, they were feeling a very high level of romantic emotional attraction towards you. So what we can see is that once they felt it, now they currently don't, but it could come back. The evolution of thought and feelings is always going to be moving and flowing. This is something which doesn't stand still. Now, it is true that if you behave in the wrong way, dumpees, that this could be something which sadly drops further. That is why we can't guarantee how your ex-dumper will feel at the crossroads, because there is sadly a possibility that they might think, yes, I've made the right choice. And that would be if you as a dumpee are behaving in a way which is very unattractive post-breakup. If you're doing everything you can to annoy, frustrate, and get on the nerves of your ex-dumper, then when they get to the crossroads, they're going to be thinking, I've made the right decision. You know, I've reflected back. I've thought about this. Everything considered, I've made the right choice. So you can only control the controllables, dumpees. and you need to be making sure you do everything you can in your power to increase the chance of your ex regrowing romantic emotional attraction rather than losing it further. Because as I said, it was unfortunately quite low, if not very low, at the time of a breakup. That's why they ended things. If you make things even worse, if you lower that attraction further, then there is no chance they will get back to you. But the power is in your hands. And this is why it's one of the reasons why your ex could come back to you, is because they will get to the crossroads. They will have to consider their thoughts. They will reflect. They will think, did I do the right thing? Have I made the right choice? Should I reconnect with my dumpee? They will get to that point, and therefore you have in your hands the power to make sure you put yourself in the best possible position. Now, if you decide to go down a different path and cause your ex-dumper distress, make them feel concerned, make them feel angry, frustrated, or upset, then they're not going to come back to you at that time. But the good news is they will get to the crossroads, they will consider whether they made the right choice, and if you've done everything right, you really stand a wonderful opportunity of them wanting to reconnect with you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is the bond has been built. So we're talking today about reasons why your ex will come back to you. And point number two is the bond has been built. You have a bond which will last forevermore. Even if right now that bond is not in the best place, it can never be completely severed because you have history. You are part of each other's life story. They will always be part of your life story and you will always be part of theirs. So when we consider the bond which has been built between you, this is something which will play in your favour, because if your ex-dumper meets somebody new, they will always be playing catch-up to the bond that you two have already created. Yes, you're not in a relationship right now. Sadly, things didn't go well towards the end when things broke up between you. But it doesn't mean you didn't have many wonderful memories in the past. And that bond, those feelings, they're deep-rooted. People who are intimate with one another, especially over a sustained period, are going to be building a very special bond, which is not easily overtaken. Now, sometimes people ask me, how long does it take to quote-unquote get over an ex if you were to date somebody new? Now, it's not as simple as just giving an answer where we can just give a date, an amount of time that's passed. But what I would say very broadly is that if you are dating somebody new, whether this is yourself, whether this is your ex, whether this is your friend, whoever it may be, if they are dating somebody new, until they have dated for longer than they did with their prior person, their ex, it's going to be very difficult to build a bond which is deeper than their previous bond. Now, this isn't something that many people would speak about because it's not, you know, an ideal conversation to have with a new date. Hey, you know, I really, really like you. I'm falling in love with you, but I haven't built the bond that I did with my ex yet. You know, this isn't going to be something that anybody speaks about, but it is the reality. The length of time you have together, and also, probably more importantly, is the type of experiences you share. So if you was with your ex for 3 years, for instance, but you didn't really do that many things, you didn't have that many unique experiences, and then you dated somebody new for 9 months, but you had plentiful experiences that are very different and unique to anything you had before, there is a chance for that bond could develop deeper. Yes, that is true. But if we're going to just think in a generalized sense, the longer you've been together, the more likely you would have had those unique moments. So there is more chance and opportunity that the length of time is going to be sustained and really create that bond that I'm speaking about here. So even if your ex-dumper does date somebody new, if you hear they're dating, if you're worried they're dating, just think to yourself, it's not going to surpass your bond anytime soon. If you were together many years or even a number of months, that is still going to surpass a couple of dates with somebody new. If you've had a lot of unique experiences between you, even more bond is going to have been developed. If you were married, if you have children, these are all things which are going to be very hard to surpass with somebody new. And therefore, when we're considering reasons why your ex will come back to you, this is a very strong possibility that your ex-dumper will get to the stage where they realise they're not finding that connection with anybody else. They might not be thinking into the depth that we're speaking about today, but the reality is they can't find that bond because they've not developed the relationship to the degree that they did with you. The degree of the amount of years you put in, the degree to the amount of unique experiences that you share together, whether you live together, whether you were married, whether you had children, they will all add bonus points, which is something much harder to surpass by anybody new. Now, it works the other way as well. If you were to date somebody new, you'd probably be thinking, well, this just doesn't feel like it was with my ex. Well, it can't do. It won't do. Because you and your ex have this bond. And you would have to date somebody for a fairly long time, and more importantly, have those unique experiences to really feel a strong connection with them. And it's something to bear in mind. For those of you who do want to date new people, maybe some of you think, I don't even want my ex back anymore. If you're dating somebody new, give them a chance. You can't just judge them against your ex, because it's not fair. Somebody you've gone on two dates with is not going to surpass the feeling that you were in a relationship with for 5 years. Give them a chance, have unique experiences, and see how things go. Your ex dumper is not likely to be thinking things through to the way that we are right now, because they're not likely to be listening to these type of videos and podcasts. So they're going to be just moving forward in a way which is almost ignorant to the bond that you two have developed, and therefore they won't recognise and realise why a new date isn't giving them that same feeling. What they will think instead is, I miss my ex. Anybody new I date is not giving me that buzz, that connection, that feeling. I miss my ex. I've probably made a mistake. I think I'm going to go back to them. So if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about reasons why your ex will come back to you. And point number three is triggers are plentiful. So we've already spoken about the bond that you've developed with your ex, but now let's talk about triggers. The triggers connected to the experiences you shared. The triggers connected to the dates on the calendar. The triggers connected to a song somebody will listen to. The triggers connected to a movie which has been seen, to a restaurant which has been visited, to a date on the calendar such as Christmas, New Year's Eve, a birthday, and many, many more. These are all triggers. There is an infinite amount of triggers, and everything you shared with your ex is a trigger. And certainly, for the first year at least, there is going to be many of these triggers coming around. They come around forevermore, but once a trigger has been felt and experienced more than once, it's truthful to say it loses a little bit of value, which is why I always say, if you have been single for more than a year, the chance of getting your ex back sadly does decline somewhat, but it's not impossible. You know, I've spoke with people who have got their ex back after many years of being apart. So although I would say that after a year, your chance of success does reduce somewhat, it doesn't reduce completely. And the triggers are there to be used in your favour. So even though they're more powerful the first year around, some triggers will still have a lot of value many years down the line. Maybe these are triggers, for instance, which haven't been felt for more than a year, and therefore when they do hit your dumper, they're felt extra strong. Perhaps, for instance, they travel to a certain location and they realise that the last time they were there was with you, and it was a few years ago. That will make them think of you. That is a trigger which can increase the level of romantic emotional attraction. So all of these triggers considered will effectively be you trying to get your ex back every time they ring true. So you don't have to be texting your ex. You don't have to be chasing your ex. You just have to let nature take its course. You just have to let time do what it needs to do. Everything you've been doing, the way you've been living your life, the moments you share together, those are the reasons why you can get your ex back. Plentiful triggers, in particular the first year, because they have the dates on the calendar in particular, which are going to be really strong, such as Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, birthdays, and everything in between specific to you and your culture. These are things when your ex realizes what day of the year it is, they're going to be thinking of you. They're going to be thinking of what they did last year on this very day. It was probably with you, and they will start to miss you. If their life isn't going great right now, and trust me, you know, most dumpers' lives are not going that great, they're often quite mundane, well, when they think back to those better days with you, that is when things can start to shine through and start to regrow that important romantic emotional attraction. That's what we need. You can't get your ex back without that attraction level rising. They will only reach out to you if and when it hits the necessary high point. Can it hit it? Absolutely. And it might take a long, long time. There's no time limit to when an ex can reconnect with you. I think the longest time I've ever been told was more than 3 decades. I was told by a client that their grandparents had told them a story many, many years before that after more than 30 years of seeing a particular person, they reached out to them by, and this was quite an interesting story as I saw it, they went to their local village, to the local shop, and asked if they'd heard of the person I was speaking to's grandparent. They actually spoke to a shopkeeper and asked if they knew them. Apparently it was a very small place. And yes, they did know them. And we said, yeah, they still live around the corner. And that is something which developed a reconnection. So I have spoke to a client whose grandparent got their ex back after more than 30 years. This isn't somebody I dealt with directly, but I have no reason to disbelieve this story. And it is incredible. It just shows triggers, connections, the things that we build together can be everlasting. So don't lose hope, but please also don't clock watch. There is no guaranteed way to get your ex back, and sadly, some of you won't. So you need to live your life to the full, moving forward every day and realizing that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future. Because if you don't get them back, you can find someone even better. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.